Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaya. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling regarding a transaction on my credit card that I didn't authorize.
Yes, ma'am. Just so I can look into this problem for you, can I have your zip code, please?
45066.
Thank you. Can I have a first and last name, please?
Deborah Wardlow. And what is Select Essentials? What is this company?
Ma'am, we do service over many, many different products. So I can go ahead and look into your account just to see what exact product that you are referring to. Just for verification purposes, can I have that shipping address, please?
8853 Clear Creek Road, Springboro, Ohio, 45066.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. And I do see here that you have our Ascend Keto and Cleanse, which work very well together with getting rid of toxins in the body, as well as increasing metabolism. So, yes, that is the product that you are referring to.
Okay. I haven't received any product like that, and I didn't authorize it. I've not even, for the transaction on my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So the reason that this did go through on April 2nd, a trial was started for the Keto and Cleanse, a 14-day trial where you have 14 days to receive and try out the product. And then on that 15th day, you're going to be billed if you never call in to cancel if you weren't satisfied with the product. And that $91.89 charge was just paying for the initial product that you had received. So did you receive anything at all?
There's two transactions. The first one says April something. This one just posted May 4th because I called the bank and to try to stop it. I haven't got anything. So the May 4th is the $91.89 on my credit card.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I see. Yeah, I do see that. They tried to charge you previously on April 19th, April 21st, and April 23rd. It just never went through. So this was just to catch up from when they tried to charge you previously for that product.
April 19th did go through. $92.90 on April 19th, it went through too.
Oh, okay. I was talking about for this second product. I do see the first product did go through, but the second product didn't go through until today. Yes, ma'am. I do see that. Okay.
I haven't received nothing. There's nothing here by that. It's Select Essentials or whatever.
So, ma'am, you never received any pills at all or any coffee cleanse?
No.
Okay, because it is showing here that it was delivered in the mailbox to Springboro, Ohio, April 6th. Is there any possibility that someone in your household could have got the product for you and just never informed you about the package?
No, it's just me and my husband.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And there's no possibility that the husband went to go get the mail on April 6th? I know it was a while back.
I want to know about the fraudulent account before I call the authorities on this. Because I got the bank involved. I've got two transactions over $90 that I did not, and this, it's on my credit card. Now we've got to stop everything because it keeps going through and I have nothing here.
Yes,
so I either need a credit or I need to speak to your supervisor.
Okay, yes, ma'am. We do follow the same protocol, so I can definitely do exactly what my supervisor is going to do and try to help you as best as I can. I'm really just trying to figure out what to do about you not receiving the product at all, because if you were expecting the product and you never received it, the best thing to do would probably be to call in so we could have issued you a reship or handled the issue as soon as it happened.
Yeah, there's nothing. And like I said, I just done my bill today and another transaction, it says it cleared 5421.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So, what I can go ahead and do is just issue you 35% back on both of those charges.
No, I need 100% back on my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to place you on a very, very brief hold so I can go ahead and talk to my supervisor, okay?
Okay. What state are you in? City and state, am I calling?
Unfortunately, we aren't able to give our exact location. That's just protocol, and it's against my job to give the location, but we are located in the U.S.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm putting you on a very brief hold so I can go ahead and talk to my supervisor, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right, yes, ma'am. So my supervisor told me to go ahead and issue you back 50% on both of those charges.
That's all I get with no product, 50%. Okay, because this number, it keeps saying California, because my bank's wanting to know who you guys are because we've never heard of this company on my credit card.
Yes,
but go ahead, issue 50%. I'm going to call the authorities right now to see what's going on for this fraud. But, yeah, go ahead and issue my percent back.
Just as a courtesy, I can go ahead and just give you the full refund. I'm not supposed to, but I don't want the authorities to get involved. So I can go ahead and just give you the...
There's a result right now because of this credit card.
Yes, ma'am. I can definitely just go ahead and give you the 50. I'm not supposed to. I mean, not the 50, the full. I'm not supposed to, but I'm going to just go ahead and do that to just avoid any further stress on you guys or the company, okay?
Okay.
All right. So just one more brief moment while I go ahead and process these refunds. All right, yes, ma'am. So I do have that in the works of getting it back to you. And I'm going to go ahead and cancel out this account so you won't receive any further charges or shipments, okay?
Okay, how long will it take to do the processing?
It takes the standard 3 to 5 business days. Ms. Wardlow?
Okay. Will it give me a credit even though that card's locked?
So I'm not
the bank, I think, locked it.
Okay. I'm not 100% sure how that works. I would go ahead and reach out to your bank today just to let them know that you are supposed to be getting money back. And then, yes, see what they say about that. Yes.
Okay.
Ma'am.
I'll call right now then.
All right. So I thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.